played at Carnegie Hall in Lincoln Center, the Philadelphia Bach Festival, the Israel Festival in Jerusalem, the European Piano Forum in Berlin, the Kammermann Piano Series in Pensacola, the Lancaster International Piano Festival, and the Hong Kong Arts Festival. And Eric, you're also very active here in the Delaware Valley.
Well, yes. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Thank you for this opportunity to have me here. I am an associate professor of piano at Lebanon Valley College, and I've judged a lot of competition in this area, too. So,
and as a teacher, what do you hope that your students come away with, from you in particular?
Well, I will tell you my teaching philosophy. I want my student to be genuine musician, not just pianist, but genuine musician, to have a true understanding of music. Of course, technique is important, but technique is to serve the music. So I also want them to be able to see and be able to discover on their own the interesting elements in music.
And we spoke about this before.
Yes.
And it's the old desert island question. You have one composer on the desert island. Who do you choose?
What do you think of it? I know it sounds cliche, but I love Bach. I love Bach. Otherwise, I would not have done the Bach competition. I would not have played so much of his music, and I would not have written my dissertation on a piece of music that he wrote, rather obscure, but compared to other keyboard works. But if you really ask me to bring just one composer and his music to desert island, of course, Johann Sebastian Bach is always my first choice.
Well, and your first choice today is Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yes, indeed.
It's the Overture in the French Manner.
Yes.
Here is Eric Fung.
Yes.
Thank you.
overture in the French manner, performed by Steinway artist Eric Fong. Eric, I'm going to ask you a question, and I have a feeling you can answer this. It's an odd question.
Okay.
What happens when you play Bach when you're half asleep?
It is an interesting question you ask. Well, in 2002, when I was preparing for the competition, I was practicing hard, obviously, and it was late night. And I was half asleep when I was practicing the G minor Allemande from the G minor English Suite. And suddenly, at one point, I for some reason, skip a line and jump right into the courant. And then, of course, I woke up, so to speak, startled. And I started to look at what happened. Okay. And I found out that there is a moment in the Allemande that was written exactly the same way as the other specific moment in the Courant. So it was like one of those time tunnels. Suddenly you go to another world. And then I started to look at the entire piece, the English Suite, G minor, and I found interesting connection in between each movement. And that's how I mean, from coursework in school, I have known for a long time that, yes, composer would use a similar material to connect pieces together, but really seeing it and having that unusual experience really got me into the study of unity in music. And because, as you know, a lot of time when we listen to music, we hear a very diverse element in the surface that we hear, but there, in every piece of music, I believe that there is an underlying unity that connect either the entire a large movement together or a multi-movement work to become one piece. In the French overture in particular, a four-note figure that our audience probably have heard, those four notes, does not only appear at the very beginning, but it becomes an element that actually connects every section of the overture, and not to mention the other movement of this overture, and not to mention that the overture in the French manner is not just the overture, but it is the suite. So all the dance movement also contain this figure. It's like permeating throughout the whole work.
Now, you spoke of unity, and
yes,
your next two pieces,
yes,
are in A minor.
Yes, indeed.
And the next piece is the first movement of Mozart's Sonata in A minor.
Right.
And that was one of only two that Mozart wrote in the minor key.
Yes.
He was 22 years old when he wrote this, and his mother had just died.
Yes, and he was accused of causing his mother's death, I believe.
So it comes out in the music, I imagine.
Yeah, you will hear interesting dissonances in this particular sonata.
Well, let's hear it. Mozart's Sonata in A minor, performed by Eric Fong.
Thank you.
first movement of Mozart's Sonata in A minor, performed by Steinway artist Eric Fong. We want to get to the music. I think we've chit-chatted quite enough.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us about the Brahms, the intermezzo?
Yeah, the Brahms, it is obviously from a set of character pieces, Opus 116, and it was written late in Brahms' life. And audience will hear a very interesting rhythmic figure that actually does not only appear in this piece, but in many other pieces. For example, Opus 118, number 2, there's, may I just demonstrate a little bit? I mean, there's short, long, and you always have So there's some similarity, and it also a very intimate piece of music. And well, needless to say, there is in fact one element I think that connect this even this short piece of work together. I hope you will enjoy it.
Thank you.
intermezzo in A minor of Brahms, performed in our studio live by Eric Fung, Steinway artist. We have time for one more piece, and it completely changes from Bach, Mozart, Brahms to Debussy. This is Le Vent dans la Plaine. Debussy, Le Vent dans la Plaine. Eric Fung, I was going to ask you one more question.
Okay.
Each of these pieces has a very distinctive mood, different mood entirely.
Yes.
When you plan a program like this, is that what you're going for?
It depends. I have played all Bach concert, obviously, but of course, Bach is not the only thing I play, as you now realize. But I'm inspired by Sir Andras Schiff quite a bit because I remember in one of the concerts that I attended, he played a Haydn sonata, he played a Beethoven sonata and a Schubert sonata, and on the same piano, he was able to produce three different sounds, three different styles. And I was so inspired by it. And his playing is always full of different layers, and it is so attractive and it is so amazing. I'm running out of words to describe his playing. And when I'm playing these different style pieces, I really strive for getting this very different type of quality of tone from the piano. And I think this piano is very capable of helping me to produce those color and produce those layers.
Well, thank you very much. Eric Fung, Steinway artist.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm Kevin Gordon, and we'll be back with more of our Steinway celebration tomorrow. Back to you, Jack.